Hello and welcome back to the podcast channel with me, Kerry Curl, wedding industry business coach to bridal hair and makeup artists. And today I'm joined by the very gorgeous Olivia Marshall, who I absolutely adore. And she is a editorial and bridal makeup artist in the Dorset area, so way in the south. And she's very kindly decided to come on and talk about a topic that we've both been discussing inside of the DMs around bridal teams. So, Olivia, welcome to the podcast channel today.
Thank you for having me.
So welcome. And as I said, this conversation came about because, we were t I teach teams. I had a team. Lots of people know I had a team, and now I have that knowledge that I pass on to other people. And in that kind of content cycle that I was talking about, teams and how you can grow teams. You came in and we talk quite often, and it was lovely actually. You were talking about your personal experiences, and actually you've got some very passionate viewpoints on bridal teams. And I thought, why not? This is somebody that's been in teams and has some experience and value to drive to the marketplace. So thank you, Olivia, for deciding that you're happy to share these kind of inside secrets, but behind the scenes of what it's like to be on a bridal team.
Yeah, no, thank you. I think it's like interesting to get a different perspective because obviously I don't have a team myself. So yeah, hopefully I can bring a different perspective to it.
Yeah, I think it's really important, because there are women out there right now, and even yourself, Olivia, you might get to the point where you have excess leads and you want to grow your own team. And these are the things that other people want to listen to because how th what goes on behind closed doors with all these things is very important.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're gonna head into some questions, and I think they're quite juicy. I guess my first question to you, Olivia, though, is what initially drew you to weddings and what keeps you passionate about them today?
I think I always knew that I wanted to be a makeup artist since I was like about 13. And so I always like worked at school to make sure that I could get onto the university course that I wanted to do because I studied makeup, worked that back to what college course I wanted to do. And I guess like by the time I was able to drive, weddings was one of those things that I could actually just access quite easily. I was working at Waitrose at the time, and a girl had just told me she'd done a course to do bridal makeup, and I was like, oh, I'm really interested, and yeah, she said, oh, come along with me, and I just started assisting her really, but yeah, I think sort of like I absolutely love it now. Like obviously, I didn't really know what it was going to be like when I first started doing it, and I think when you first join the wedding industry, those wedding days are quite intense, and it's very like a lot of. Like not a lot of sleep, a lot of nerves, and obviously there's a lot of learning on the job, but I absolutely love it now. And I think like I love being able to empower women through making them feel like amazing on their wedding day. And I think I'm like it's the most special feeling to be able to make women feel beautiful on their wedding day, especially when it can be quite a vulnerable time. And I just feel very lucky that I'm able to do that as a job.
I love that, Olivia, because this tells me this is a lo lifelong passion of yours, that's very brave of you, from a young age saying I'm going to dive headfirst into weddings because weddings are high octane, as you mentioned. So well seasoned at it now. So I guess I want to know, so before, when you considered joining a bridal team, what key things did you prioritize? So was it, say, their artistic vision or the team dynamic, or was it something else?
I think so. I joined just after I left university to some teams, and it wasn't actually really like a properly active decision. So I had worked really hard while I was at uni to actually get my whole summer full of bookings, and then COVID happened. So like everyone else, they all went. And during COVID, I'd approached one agency and got approached by another, and also got approached by a few artists to assist. So I had such a huge range of experience once we opened back up in terms of being able to do that and made lots and lots of contacts. So I don't think there was anything that like I specifically like thought about in terms of joining anyone, but I know now that I would like prioritize Things like what are their artistic skill set? So if they're sort of marketing to a completely different client, they're not going to be my ideal bride. So I just don't think that that would be a match. But I would say that also now I would definitely look at the team culture and also sort of what the commission rates are and just make sure that I was fully comfortable. I think a lot of people join teams because they're not getting enough bookings. And I think it comes from a place where they don't have worth within themselves. And I think it's so important to make the right decision from you rather than from a place of desperation.
Yeah, that's very true. And I love the fact that you touched upon their ideal clients, so who they're marketing to, the kind of work that they're attracting in, because ultimately you've got to serve those clients. And if you get your kit out and they want something completely different to what you're normally comfortable doing, there is that misalignment there. So great, one of the things inside my course is I teach, that brand message and being able to capture people into your team that also do the similar work to you. It's very important. And you touched on commission there. Commissions can vary widely across the industry. So, what were your expectations at that time?
Again, when I joined, I didn't really know what the industry standard was, or I had no idea. And I think when you're first assisting and, first going into the wedding industry, I think it's really important to, build up your experience. And I was very, very grateful for all the experience that I got. And especially because it was going back in after COVID, I think I had that best. It was such a good time for me because I had the best experience. I was thrown into the deep end because there was just so much work. And I was doing a lot of assisting at that point. But I will say, and I was also having my own brides as well because I'd already built up that experience. But yeah, I will say that, I wasn't getting a huge, just from assisting because I was doing so much, I wasn't getting a huge pay from each job. And I think it made me learn a lot because that first season was so busy for me. By the end of September, I actually ended up in hospital just from exhaustion, and I got quite ill, and they actually wanted to sign me off for 3 months. I ended only up taking 2 weeks, and luckily because I was part of teams and they were team jobs that I was just assisting, they got covered, so that was amazing. But I would say that by the end of that year, I realized that for the amount of work that I did, I earned such a little amount of money, and it definitely made me feel that I would view my worth in a different way going forward and what I would accept to do. Because I think also if you're traveling, 2 hours to do a job that's £150, and you're waking up at the crack of dawn, it's just not like sustainable to be able to do that. So yeah, I don't think I had like necessarily an expectation to begin with, but I definitely think that experience made me have an expectation, from that.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you, Olivia. And I know how easy it can be to just say yes to everything. And at that time, actually, I'm hearing that it was really valuable to you to just get out there and get in those venues, get those relationships building, get your looks out there, get some portfolio work. But that obviously came at cost to your health. And so, again, inside my programs, we don't teach high volume stuff because we know this absolutely does burn women out. So, but that's a valuable lesson that you've learned now, Olivia. And it's so important these days for bridal hair and makeup artists to utilize the platforms like Instagram and Facebook. So, how did you balance showcasing your work online while respecting that bridal team's brand?
Yeah, so I think with the agencies that I've been part of and the teams, I've always been quite respectful. So I've always credited and tagged and made it very obvious that it's work through them. More recently, when I've done sort of photo shoots with those teams, so like portfolio building and things like that, I've always allowed them to upload those final images first, just because I think obviously it's important that they get to showcase that first. But I do think the respect of that goes both ways. And I think it's not something that I've experienced personally, but definitely seen through other teams and agencies. I've noticed that, they might say, hair and makeup done by, and then just the team name rather than crediting the individual artist. And I think that is something that I wish an industry would definitely stop, because I think we should be rising each other up. And I think not crediting, a hair and a makeup artist for the skill set that they have done is, I just don't agree with that. So I think the respect goes both ways, definitely. And I think also, sometimes when someone pops an image up of their artist work within the team, it might be that one photo that attracts that bride. And so I think it is really important that, I mean, you don't have to put the full name or tag or anything, but just say, hair and makeup by Olivia or something like that. And I think that's super important. And I definitely think that respect should go both ways.
I think it's difficult for bridal team leaders because obviously it think about their business as a funnel, and if we do tag, the artists, essentially we are, could be signposting them to you directly versus, trying to capture that business. So I do agree with you, it's difficult both sides, but one thing I definitely championed was get your work out there, ladies, right? Get it out there, because I wanted to, make sure that they are building up their portfolio. So that's really key. I'm so pleased that you brought that up, because I know that's something that's on a lot of people's minds. Let's talk about team culture, Olivia. In a lot of bridal teams, culture plays like a huge part in, that team environment, and that can be WhatsApp groups, working with other creators on wedding days themselves. How important was the team culture for you?
I think for me, it was really nice to not feel as lonely, because I think, I mean, this isn't just a job or career, like it's definitely a lifestyle doing what we do. And I think it can get very lonely. I mean, the amount of social events we miss out on, and like something that I really missed out on is the sort of culture of the banter of being in the workplace with people and things like that. And obviously you don't really get that. So being part of a team does sort of help that. And I have so much fun when I do work with other artists on a wedding. And it's so nice being part of a team, because obviously you can work with them time and time again. I definitely think it's sort of the nice rapport that you build, and the friendship that you build is so nice. And just, the respect that you can bring with each other. I think it's so important within this industry not to have the culture of competitiveness and actually just building each other up. And I do think if a team's done properly, that can bring that element to your work, definitely.
I agree. There's nothing worse than mean girling other people in the industry. We should be building each other up. And I love that. And I think to a degree, that culture has a monetary value in itself, because like you said, it can be lonely out there. It's nice just to learn from each other too. I remember when I used to have a whole portfolio days for my team, and they would share product tips or share, skills. And I think, that bonding is really, really important. Olivia, what motivates you personally? Is it success or is it money?
I think it depends what you define success to be, isn't it? I think, I would absolutely love to have the reputation and build my success based on, A, how I make people feel and how I run my own business, but also, my artistic skill, and I'm always building on that. So that's super important to me. But I do think, obviously, anybody that says financial success isn't important to them, I do think is lying. And I do just want to caveat that with that there were so many times on a job that I actually forget. I'm like, oh wait, you do actually need to pay me, because I've had such an enjoyable time with my client and I just love doing what I do. But obviously, I think this, like I said earlier, it's a lifestyle. And it's a hard job to have, and I think there's many other jobs that you could easily earn more money very quickly. Whereas I do think, obviously, you have to build this up to be able to get to that financial place. And I do think, there is an element where you do want financial success, even if it's just so that you have more time. You don't have to be booked up every single day. You can go on holidays, you can enjoy the nicer things in life, and just for it just to be sustainable, really.
Yeah, I love that. I also think to myself, where there's passion, there's money. And so I
Yeah.
hear that, you're like, there's so much passion sometimes I forget that they need to pay me.
Yeah.
And you know, and that is part of, you know, the job is it, when you're in weddings, you know, you are all in, aren't you? So when you think about bridal teams, Olivia, I'm going to give you this analogy. So job shifter or mentor, which one do you prefer when it comes to bridal team leaders?
I definitely say a mentor and sort of a friend. I don't like it when I hear that teams are a bit more like an employee-based situation. I definitely say that I'm friends with both of the girls that run the agencies I'm part of, you know, and we have a lot of laughter and a lot of voice noting back and forth. And yeah, like there's definitely been times that, you know, they've given me advice and, you know, training days, portfolio days, and it's a lot more, you know, and you want to be able to work for those sort of people, the people that I don't like the feeling of, you know, working for anyone where they're just trying to fill their pockets up as much as possible. And so you obviously do get a bit more value for what you're doing with a mentor. And I think also it's nice for it to have that sort of relationship. You know, there's been times where they picked up the phone and said sort of like, what would you do in this situation? Or, you know, can you show me these products that you're using? So I think that's a really nice relationship to have and have that mentor sort of relationship within the agency.
Yeah, I love that. I would never have anybody call me the boss. It was always mentor, you know, because I just feel, you know, that I personally wanted people to utilize my bridal team as a training ground, you know, any way that I can build up those women and help them as much as possible. So that's really good feedback, actually, Olivia, because I know that that is important, that we don't want to feel like just a number, right? Transactional. It's not a very nice feeling. What
Yeah,
would you
and
say?
also, oh, sorry. Yeah, I
That's
was
okay.
going to say, I think a lot of bridal hair and makeup artists, there's a reason why. I mean, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I know some love being part of teams only, and, you know, they like the fact that their admin's been taken care of for them and things like that. But I think if you've gone self-employed, there's a reason why you've gone self-employed, right? And you've got that drive and success to be, you know, an entrepreneur yourself, or, you know, you want something that's part of your legacy in terms of having your own business. So I think when, you know, you are part of those teams and agencies that, you know, do treat you like you're more of an employee, I think there's going to be that friction there. And I think when you do feel like you're a bit more of a mentor and that friendship grows, I think all around there'd be a lot more happiness within that relationship and a lot more success there.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for interrupting me with that because I love that analogy. And it's almost like old school leadership, right? You do this, you do that, I give you the sheet, you run and do, you know, I say jump, you say hi, how high, versus, you know, you're right. When you come into it as a freelancer, you come in because you don't want a boss, you know,
Yeah.
you want to be your own boss. And so that's really, you know, very interesting. And one of the things I teach again is leadership, because I think, you know, old school stuff doesn't work. You know, people like to be their own boss. So finally, Olivia, if you could wave a magic wand and the perfect bridal team existed, what would be the key five ingredients in priority order for you?
So I think this was quite hard for me to actually put in order because I think they all go hand in hand, and I think they also go quite in hand with like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and I think that's an important thing to sort of hit all bases. But I think number one for me is definitely kindness and authentic support. I think you can really read through someone that just wants to fill their own pockets, and I think yeah, it's just we are a woman-led industry, and I think there's so much preaching about women support women. And I think there are probably a lot of agencies that I've heard about where that is not the case. And I think definitely, you know, having that at the forefront of how you make your decisions and wanting to rise each other up is and lift each other up is so important. I definitely say that I would want to work and do work for women that nurture your artistic skill and style as an individual as well. I think it's really important. I mean, no makeup artist can replicate another makeup artist's work. And so I really think it's very important that that is Celebrated and also encouraged, because I think if you do that, then everyone in your team will rise to the same level. You know, they just have their slightly, and you can be obviously marketing and targeting a certain level of a type of bride, but you know, each bride will still be unique in their own way and find the right artist for them. So I think that's really important. I do think a fair cut and commission is really important. I personally take the stance, and I don't know what your viewpoint of this is, but I really do think that the artist looking after the bride should be getting the biggest cut of the situation, because I really do think that by then you're building that. At the end of the day, everyone needs financial security and stability, and if you know, someone isn't getting that, they're not going to want to work for that team. They'll be more inclined to take their own bookings. And I think if that is, it's a basic need, isn't it? And I think if that is filled, then, you know, your artist is happy. They're going to give the bride a much better experience and treat, I mean, I treat my brides through agencies exactly the same way that I treat my own brides. Yes, a little bit of the admin to begin with is obviously taken care with by the agency, but I still ring my brides and speak through, you know, skincare with them. I still do my own scheduling and all of that. And I'm happy to do that because I want my brides to feel just as special. I don't want them to feel because they've gone through an agency that, you know, they aren't as important or whatever. So I do think that's super important. I think crediting and building them up, so supporting, and again, it's not necessarily about, you know, tagging them on Instagram or anything like that, but you know, it's nice when, even if you've posted some of your own work, that, you know, both of the ladies I work for will still comment and be like, this is amazing. And I think we do that generally as a team anyway. We're very supportive of what each other does, and I think that's super important. And then also belonging like a team and not feeling like an employee, because it's just about building people's self-esteem up. And I think I do see and hear so much about bridal agencies, and you hear, you know, that someone's taking X amount of commission and they're only being paid £50 for a bride, and you know, and it's absolutely, and I just always think, why are you working for them? And the reason why they're working for them is because they don't have the self-worth and self-esteem for themselves. And I think that's such a shame that people feel like that within this industry. And I think it's even worse that other women can make people feel that. And I think at the end of the day, you know, a part of that self-worth is not only financial, but also, you know, celebrating. So sharing on Instagram and saying, look at how amazing so and so did today at their wedding, or, you know, all of that. And I think, yeah, I think those are the most important things for me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I actually picked up. There were so many things where it was about how you feel, Olivia. You know, you want to go into a brand, you want to be rewarded, you want to be incentivized, you want to feel like you're part of something good. And that warm and fuzzy feeling of, yes, you know, this is champion women together. And this is so valuable to lots of other people in the marketplace. So I want to say a massive thank you for sharing that because, you know, this is drawing on your own personal experience, a few years now of working for those teams. And it's interesting because now I'm thinking how long Olivia will stay with these teams because they, because of the culture, because of them getting it right, you know, even if you've built your business up, you probably want to still stay there, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's always like so important when that I'm building up my own business, and I feel I'm very proud of where I've gotten to. And you know, there's some dates where, you know, I don't get an inquiry at all. There's some dates, I mean, there's one date in September that I've had 33 inquiries for. So, you know, I'm getting that. I am getting that, and I'm, you know, hopefully will keep on building within my own business. But yeah, I definitely, it's never a thought of, oh, I just want to do so well on my own that I will end up leaving with those teams, because I do get so much from them. And it's just so nice to have that, you know, support and also just the relationship that you get, because like I say, like it's just, it can be really lonely, you know, on your own. And yeah, it's nice to have sort of, I feel like friends with them, and I think that's so important.
I love that, you know, community over everything. I
Yeah.
absolutely. Olivia, it's been an absolute pleasure to interview you today, and I absolutely love everything that you've shared today. I guess one more surprise question for you, which is, if anybody out there is thinking of joining a bridal team, what message do you have for them?
I'd definitely say do it. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done. And I know that there are so many makeup artists that are like, don't do it, you know. And I think that is generally the consensus that I've heard with artists, especially that have been in the game for a long time. But I would 100% do it. I think the experience you get from it is absolutely amazing. But also, I think you really get that element of networking through it as well. And I think having a community of other artists around you is so important, but also it's just so important to learn. And I think learning when you work just by yourself, you A, don't learn like what other people are doing are good, and also things that you're like, oh, actually, I wouldn't incorporate that with my own business. And I think by working all together, you can, you know, rise each other up and all become amazing. And, you know, I like the fact that I have a huge group of artists now, and also the teams that when I can't do a booking, I can recommend, and vice versa. And so, yeah, I think it's definitely so worth doing. But also, sometimes times are tough, aren't they? And it's always good to have that plan B of, you know, having that to fall back on. And you help each other out. And I think that's the most important thing. Like, I've helped out. One of the age when she was pregnant, you know, I took over some of her bookings. I know that if I'm ever ill or if an assistant's cancelled on me, that I can go straight to them and that help me sort that out. So yeah, I just think it just makes sense.
I get that warm and fuzzy feeling from you, Olivia. You know, this is really important to you. And I just want to say, you know, you're right. Your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
So, you know, that holds a lot of value too. Olivia, where can people find you if they are wanting to connect with you and ask you any questions they might have if you're open to that?
Yeah, so you can just find me on my Instagram, makeup by Olivia JM underscore, or you can just drop me an email, oliviamarshallmakeup@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Olivia, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you today. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for asking me to do it. Thank you.